9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy and Jill.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, it is. It's a man, the wind's blowing. It's cold this morning.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
We're back.
That scared me.
I swear I didn't touch nothing.
Okay.
How's your week going?
It's going.
It's going?
It's busy.
Yeah, I see you guys out on the Ranchero was posted pictures of the bulls.
Yes, we are.
And
our pretty bulls. Those are my friends.
Those are your friends?
They're my friends.
Are those the ones you guys are selling private treaty?
Yes, we are.
They look good.
They're pretty friendly. I'm not allowed to feed them by myself just because they're not mean, but they like to kind of push you around. And I'm only 5'3", so I usually have to have somebody help me feed them. But they're pretty friendly.
What do you feed them with? You guys got bins with feed in it?
Yeah, it's a grain mixture. I mean, it's got cotton, it's got corn, it's got little pieces of cake mixture. It's got a little bit of everything.
And what do you feed them with, the truck?
We feed them with 5-gallon buckets. We fill our Ranger with like 12 5-gallon buckets, and it's a lot of work, but it's kind of fun. Honestly, you kind of find your rhythm with it. It's kind of fun.
And then you find out which bulls are friendly and which bulls are a little antsy.
Some of them. Most of them, you can walk right up to them and just pat them on the head.
Yeah. And I had an exciting day yesterday. Walked right up and got skunked. Took him off to Never Never Land.
Goodbye.
My wife and Rob was wondering, how are you going to do this? Showed him how to do it. I didn't get sprayed. Matter of fact, he never moved. He was calm and cool. Everything was good. So currently, temperatures in our listening area, the coolest I can find is at Beaver, 40 degrees. 40 degrees at Buffalo, 41 at Woodward, 43 at Putnam, home of B&L Red Angus, 45 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. They call him Ranger Mark, or Mark Ranger. Anyway, it must be something off Star Wars. I don't know the story behind that, but don't care. Anyway, that's just the deal. 51 at Hollis, 50 at Mangum, 48 at Hobart, and out in the Texas Panhandle, we have 41. Well, let me refresh this real quick. Yep, I knew that. Nope, didn't make much of a difference. 47 at Dozer, 47 at Wellington, 49 at Odell.
Down by Altus.
41 at Lipscomb and 40 at Palador Reservoir. Anyway, so weather looks good. The wind's blowing, but my understanding from the mezzanine is supposed to be calm and out of the east here. Starting probably about now. It should be calming down.
That's good.
And we'll see how it goes. I've been moving irrigation really hard for the last 5 days, like 3 and 4 hour rotations on my side row, putting down about a 1/2 inch to 6/10 every 4 hours, and I'll be done with the wheat here. I don't know if it's helping it or not, but it's not hurting, that's for sure. Got cutworms in one area, got to spray them today. Tomorrow I'm going to start pre-watering for another crop planting we're going to do next week. And other than that, the cows are doing good. They're out chasing winter grass. Yesterday, I thought, well, these cows are not going to come to me. And I shook the old Atwoods green sack. and stamping from a quarter of a mile away. They come running. So everything was good there. Let's check out some of the grain markets if you want to. All right, let's see. Update: corn, May 6:49, July 6:30. Everything's in the green today, it looks like. Soybeans for May 14:65. They're up nicely, up almost 24. July, same thing, 14:44. August, 13.98. Soybean meal is up nicely, 4.58 for May. Short ton, July is 4.53.70. August is 4.43.30. Soybean oil for May, 55.08, 55.16 for July, and 54.79 for August. Hard red winter wheat is up almost 7 today. It's at 867. It's making a very nice recovery here the last 4 or 5 days. Hard red winter wheat for July, 854. Oats, 379 for May, 370 for July. Cotton is getting closer to 80 again. May is 79 cents, and July is 0.01 of a penny of being $8. Does that make sense? No?
It is
0.7999. So one more little and it's 80 cents a pound. How's that? West Texas intermediate oil is 73.86. It's up a dollar today. Natural gas for April is $2, just 6 cents over $2. So it's just hanging in there. Looks like the S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow are all in the red. And all the money markets is in the, like, the euro and the British pound and Japanese yen and the Canadian dollar. Everything's in the green there if anybody cares. Oh, sugardaddy.com over there at Delhi. Not sugar baby. It's sugar daddy now. Sugar is 21 cents a pound for May. So there we go. All right. Let's see what we lost a little bit of time because of that mishap there. Oh, bull sales. We're running out of bull sales now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Today is the 28th. The Harrison Cattle Production sale is going on right now at Arapahoe. You hurry up and get over there because it starts at in 18 minutes. So, anyway, hurry up and get over there. It'll be a great sale. Also coming up, April 1st is the C&G Cattle Company bull and female production sale. And also April 1st, Reds in the Heartland. And then coming up April 29th is the Hobart Stockyard spring replacement sale. They'll have bulls and replacement cattle there. And so anyway, we went from a full calendar to just 3 or 4 real quick.
Yeah.
And then also coming up later on in our third segment, hopefully, Jimmy and Spencer Smith are going to be in here to talk about the show coming up, the Southwest Farm and Expo show coming up, or home show, Expo coming up. And they're going to talk about it because they got some really good vendors that are going to be there for the farm part of the deal, big vendors taking up 40-foot booths and all that other stuff. So I'm excited to see what. And we're going to be KCO, or Paragon Communications, is going to be out there all weekend.
Nice.
And I'm going to go to the bull sale and run some people up and see what happens. And, anyway, we'll see what goes on then. Well, when we come back, I'll have some live cattle reports for you, and cattle reports on live cattle, feeder cattle, and also give you some numbers, what happened at Elk City Friday and Clinton yesterday at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And I got the Texas and Oklahoma sell barn receipt to talk about. See how many cattle sold, see what the market's doing overall in both states. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers love used trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18-ply. Farmers and ranchers love used trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing, 303-4246. 303-4246.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Stockman Veterinary Clinic. Happy Cap Hour all hour long. I'm going to go with Wellington, Texas today. And it says here right now, 47 degrees at Wellington with a wind chill of 40. The humidity is 35. Dew point is 20. The winds are out of the northeast at 16 miles an hour with gust up to 20. Peak wind gust today at Wellington, 33 miles an hour per hour. How's that? Month to day, precipitation is 0.36, 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 99 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature right now is 54 degrees. How about that? Okay, let's see what's happening with the live cattle. Live cattle for April, 164.85. June is 158.85. August is 158.67. October live cattle, 163.02. February, March, 191.67. April, 197.07. Lean hogs for April, 77.87. May is 86.20. Hey, what about Stockman's? What about them? Anything? You got anything on them?
Yeah, I got some. I always got something on them. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is with Dr. Taylor Mouse. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They're excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice, providing veterinary medical care, boarding, preventative herd health consultations, and medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergency as well as any related problems that may arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. And that is you can call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after hours emergency service.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor Mouse.
Speaking of Dr. Taylor Mouse, I reminded the round table this morning in Sayre that starting June 1st, you have to have a prescription from a vet to get antibiotics. So I've said this a couple times over the last 6 months, and we're getting close to June 1st. So if you haven't built your relationship with your local vet, right now would be a good time. Not when you need them the day of, because they might get cranky.
Yeah, because I'm sure.
And you can, I think if I read that report right, and maybe I'll go over tomorrow, is I think like places like Atwoods and stuff like that, they're going to still carry it, but you have to have a prescription still to buy it there.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's true. It didn't say Atwoods, but I'm guessing that's why. I'll read it tomorrow and make sure. And I'm sure Taylor or Christy's listening right now. They're going to say, nope, that's not what's going to happen. So anyway, here's some report from the Elk City Livestock Auction Friday. 1,430 head on the steers. The 3 to 4 range was bringing anywhere from 266 to 282. The 4 to 5 range, anywhere from 220 to 252. And the 5 to 6 range was anywhere from 211 to 220. That's what I seen there. On the heifer side, 3 to 4s was bringing up to 236. The 4 to 5 range was bringing up to 214. The 5 to 6 range, top end there was 202. And then 6 range, they only had one there from Granite. They had 5 heifers from Granite, brought $1.84. And 720-pound heifers were bringing $1.76. Butcher cows were bringing up to $1.14.50. And butcher bulls up to $1.30. And bred cows bringing up to $16.50. And check this out. Pears. Some of them brought up to $3,600.
Wow.
Pretty good. At Clinton, yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they had 1,117 head. Brandon sent me this yesterday afternoon. Let's see here. 400-pound steers, 249. 500s were bringing anywhere from 210 to 250. And 600 pounds were bringing 201. 700, $1.91.50. 800, $1.81. And was top end. And then 900, $1.66. On the heifers, let's just go with some 400-pounders bringing up to 226. 600-pounders, top end there, looks like was 196. 700-pounders, $1.79. 800-pounders, $1.71. And that was top end. I'm just giving you the top prices. And then on 900-pounders, $1.53.60. There was a big load out of Elk City, 66 head. Bred cows, 109 was top end yesterday, 129 on bulls. Bred cows bringing up to 1125 over there, and then pears were bringing 1700 at Clinton yesterday. So there you go. All right, let's briefly go over what happened in Texas and Oklahoma last week on sale barn reports. Texas, 6,697 head sold compared to 6,900 last week and 5,900 a year ago. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers steady to $4 lower. Demand was moderate for feeder cattle. Stocker cattle and calves sold $8 higher with good demand. Supply, 86% feeders and 11% slaughter and 3% replacement cattle. So replacement cattle receipts were up 1% from last week. It's creeping up. People are starting to replace some of the cows. They must be getting some rain somewhere. Briefly, just go over some of the weights there. They had 3 to 400 pounders bringing up to 293.50 was top end. four to five range. 289 was the top end. 221 was the low end, or 224. 5 to 6 range on steers was anywhere from 203 to 254, and 6 range was top on them. There was a big load of 608s that was their average weight, 226. 800 pounders were bringing up to 186. In Oklahoma, compared to last week, feeder and stalker steers under 800 pounds, $1 to $3 lower. Feeder steers over 800 pounds, steady to $2 higher. Feeder heifers, $1 to $3 lower. Steer calves, steady to $3 lower. Heifer calves, steady to $3 higher. Demand moderate for all classes as cattle futures traded mostly in the red last week. Slaughter cows, $3 to $5 higher. Slaughter bulls sold $4 lower. Packer demand was moderate to good. Supply included 90% feeder, 7% slaughter, and 2% replacement cattle. And this is in Oklahoma. 21,121 head sold last week in Oklahoma compared to 25,000 the week before and 23,000 a year ago. To briefly go over some of those, we got some 3 to 4 weights that were anywhere from top end was 293, and on the 4 weights, top end was 282.50. And then we're on some that value was added. And then on 5 to 6 weights, we had 257 was top end. And then there was some big load or average load of 527 pounders brought 269 a pound, which is good. And then some 600 pound range from 190 up to 237.50 was the top end on cattle. All right. That's enough cattle prices.
That was a lot.
That's enough cattle prices for one day.
I'm over here yawning.
Yeah, I know. You got to. Coming up April 4th, vote on sales tax extension here in Elk City. Elk City will vote to decide if the existing voter-approved half-cent sales tax, which began in 2015 for the elementary school, should be extended for 8 years and repurposed for police station and fire department upgrades. What are you going to vote? Yes or no? Okay, cool. Anyway, the city will pay off the loan for the Elk City for the elementary school this summer, which is 2 years early, which is awesome. Sales tax extension and repurposing will allow the city to remodel the 40-year-old police station and expand and modernize the 70-year-old fire station. I mean, that fire station was built 10 years before I was born.
So it's old.
Or 9. Yeah, so it's old. Yeah, you're right. Nice hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Elk City Fire Station requires expansion to house all the department fire trucks. The fire trucks that do fit must be backed in instead of pulling forward. So anyway, go vote yes or no, but we want you to vote yes here at the studio, or I do, and so does Jill.
I do too.
It's just our political opinion.
Yes,
because fire departments and including the police departments, they're all much needed. I hear that the plumbing, they can't even replace the plumbing in the jail because it's so out of date and stuff. So,
that's right.
Man, it looks like Elk City's doing a wonderful job with the money.
Yeah.
They paid school off 2 years earlier than it should be.
When was that school built? Like 2017? Is that right?
But it had to
roughly?
Well, it was approved in 2015, so they got started on it right away.
Yeah. I think it was 2017 when they, like, moved into it.
So Elk City,
the
current administration is doing a wonderful job with money, it sounds like.
Yes.
And a lot of things getting done around Elk City. And then when they get done with the fire department here, they can take that money and go out there to the rural fire departments that need money.
Yes.
Build new firehouses, big, bad 4x4, 6x6 trucks, and go for it. One more thing before we go to break. AIM, you know what that is? AIM.
AIM. Is that
AIM.
Is that an abbreviation?
Yeah.
Like AIM like a gun?
No, I'm not even going to try to remember what it is. But they're the big program in Oklahoma for scholastic shooting teams from the high schools.
Mm.
Like Merritt. You know, Merritt's reigning state champs, I believe. And anyway, they're coming to Beckham County starting tomorrow. 260 something of them, I don't remember. They're going to be at the Red Dirt Shooting Club there on the north side of Sayre. So southbound Sonic, all you guys get ready. You got a bunch of kids coming into school tomorrow. Oh, no, I guess not. Yeah, they'll still be going getting pops and stuff. Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma is providing all the targets and paying all the entry fees.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. Generous. As cool as it can be. And shooting is a big deal now. 4-H and FFA and the high school scholastics and however else they say all that stuff. Anyway, if you want to go watch some shooting tomorrow, they're north of Sayre tomorrow and what's tomorrow? Wednesday? Thursday. Yeah. So 100 and something will be there tomorrow and over 100 will be there Thursday. So thank you, Monty Tucker, for the information. Go out and support your local kids. They're coming from everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I bet it'll be packed.
Yeah, it'll be packed. And anyway, and they are raising money by donations to build a nicer clubhouse out there.
Oh, that's cool.
For the shooting deal.
Yeah.
They've outgrown their existing one.
I can imagine.
And they got some bathroom deals going on that they're going to work on. And so, anyway, anybody's got any cash laying around, they'll take it. So, when we come back, I think Mr. Jimmy Smith, not Spencer, is going to be in here in the studio. We're going to talk about the Farm Expo coming up here in Elk City this weekend. Bigger and better things are happening.
There's a lot.
Yep. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 27th. 1,117 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 318 brought 276. 5 at 585 brought 222. 7 at 628 brought 221. 14 at 685 brought 201. 35 at 773 brought 190. 21 at 884 brought 176.50. 18 at 965 brought 166. 3 head of heifers at 380 brought 216. 9 at 595 brought 206. 11 at 681 brought 180.50. 4 at 704 brought 179. 10 at 830 brought 171. 11 at 860 brought 167. 20 at 1,000 brought 147.50. Butcher cows were 50 to 109. Butcher bulls brought 89 to 129. Bred cows were 1035 to 1125. Pairs brought 1375 to 1700. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
New this year at Elk City Southwest Farm and Home Expo at the Convention Center.
Food trucks.
To sign your team up for the barbecue cook-off, reach out to Randy Smith at 580-821-0803. Cook's meeting happening this Friday at 6 p.m. A big thank you to the Great Plains Kubota, Rother Brothers, and Western Equipment Outfits for donating pedal tractors at the Kids Pedal Tractor Pool. Doors open at 9 at the Elk City Convention Center April 1st. Doors open at noon Sunday at the Convention Center April 2nd. Admission is free. For more information on all the farm and home festivities, visit the Elk City Chamber of Commerce Facebook page.
We actually close our loans in-house. So we don't rely on an outside source to actually close or handle any of the signing of our documents. Most importantly, when dealing with a local bank, you're dealing with local people that are familiar with the area that you can always pick up the phone and call. We take pride in making sure we always return a phone call. Getting back in touch with the person over a phone call is very important to us. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 24th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,430 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 253 brought 272. 9 at 344 brought 270. 3 at 428 brought 238. 7 at 560 brought 220. 4 at 564 brought 212. 16 at 586 brought 211. 31 at 873 brought 191. 4 head of heifers at 338 brought 218. 8 at 439 brought 214. 9 at 466 brought 208. 11 at 535 brought 198. 8 at 546 brought 190. 4 at 565 brought 192. 5 at 720 brought 176. Butcher cows were 20 to 114.50. Butcher bulls brought 39 to 130. Bred cows were 875 to 1650. Pairs brought 985 to 3600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. And another great day to all you stewards of the land.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Fun today, aren't we?
Sure.
Oh, mess. Who's our weather forecast? Which town from Northwest?
Northwest. I picked Camargo today.
Okay,
small
cool.
town of Camargo.
Yep.
You know somebody that lives there?
I did. He passed here a few years ago, but they got a mean chicken fried steak in that quick trip.
Oh.
Yep.
Now I need to go try it. I love a good chicken fried steak.
Yeah actually, gentlemen that runs the Farm Credit here in Elk City.
Yeah.
He lives up there, Mr. Cole.
Oh, yeah.
And I fracked a couple wells on their land up there, and that's where I ate quite a bit.
Oh, now I got to go try it.
Yep, you have to go try it.
Yeah, in Camargo it's 45 degrees, but feels like 38 degrees. Dew point today is 22 degrees, humidity is 40%. Wind is out of the northeast at 15 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 20 miles an hour today. Sunset is going to set at 7:55 p.m. It's slowly getting later in the day, which is what I love. Today you can expect a high of 55 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny. Tonight, you're going to have a low of 31 degrees. It's going to be partly cloudy. Winds are going to be out of the south at 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 69 and sunny. Winds are going to be out of the south at 18 miles an hour, so it's going to be a little breezy. Thursday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms. Don't get your hopes up. It's only 10%, guys, so don't just go all out and think it's going to rain. But it's going to be a high of 69 on Thursday, and winds are going to get up to 29 miles an hour. So it's going to be very breezy. And Thursday night, it's going to remain windy and a 10% chance of thunderstorms. Friday, it's going to be 74 degrees. Winds are going to get up to 36 miles an hour from out of the southwest. So for the next few days, you might want to hold on to your hats because it's going to be a little breezy.
No controlled fire burns in the next few days. Probably not. Anyway, well, joining us in the studio right now, again, you've been in this is twice.
I know.
And this is awesome. Everybody said you'll never get Jimmy Smith in the studio twice in 1 month. We'll probably have to put him on the payroll.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm not even on the payroll, so.
Jimmy's in here to talk to us about the Southwest Farm and Home Expo coming up this Saturday and Sunday, and it looks like it's going to be a great one.
Oh, I tell you what, this makes the 39th year for the Farm and Home Expo, and I've been on the board for 39 years. I think I was 10 years old when I got on the board, you think?
I was thinking 11.
Okay, I'll go with you on that. But no, it's coming up this weekend. We're really looking forward to it. We are having something different this year that we've never done before. On Saturday morning, starting at 8:30, we're having this meeting in the convention center. And I don't know if you know, a lot of farmers and ranchers that have like their private applicator's license, they have to get CEUs every year.
Right.
So we're having a small meeting for people to come in and get some CEUs, and they can actually get two CEUs, which is pretty good.
Right.
And plus, we're going to, of course, have a break, you know, and have coffee and donuts, and they can go walk around the farm show, and then we're going to have lunch provided for them, and I think Fowler Crop Insurance Agency is going to take care of sponsor that for us.
Right,
so we're really looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a lot of people come in.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a lot of people called in about the CEU.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. You got to get them every year, you know. And this is a great thing because there's something else to do also while you're there.
Yeah, and by the time this is over and you feed your face and walk around, check out some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
It's bull sale time.
And then you can go buy a bull.
Exactly.
Heck yeah.
Send the wife to Oklahoma City with a credit card.
There you go.
You bring your checkbook.
That's right.
And what else?
Yeah, you know, I'm not exactly sure how many bulls we got this time. I think it's roughly around 40, you know,
right. Different
all breed bull sales.
Right.
So somewhere in that range. But I think it's going to go really well. Also, some of the other things. Of course, you know, the Farm and Home Show is all free admission. You know, you just come out there. And plus, we've got a number of food trucks this year, so you can come out and eat if you want.
That's why I'm coming out.
Okay.
Just to eat the food.
Also going on, the barbecue cook-off. And, you know, if you're interested in that kind of thing, hey, just contact the chamber, and they'll get you signed up. And
yeah, and that's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, you can compete in that. And also, of course, we always have the FFA Ag Mechanics Show and Silent Auction. And we have different chapters from, you know, around the area come out and bring things that they have made. And if they want to auction them off at a silent auction, they can. If not, we just put them there and people can see them. And we also, we give them awards to
right.
whoever does the best job.
Yeah.
And it's an awesome deal. It really is.
It's fun. Yeah, because I just seen on here, you know, I announced this yesterday or the day before, Canute FFA and 4-H is raffling that trailer they built off.
Oh, really?
And it's going to be on display at the expo.
Awesome.
Go check that out.
And, you know, it sounds like a lot of money, $100 per ticket.
Yeah.
But
it's really not.
It's not. If you've seen this cooker, you would say, wow.
You know, this year we've got a lot of exhibitors coming from, well, we got one exhibitor. They're called Martin Teal. I don't know if you've ever heard them.
From Kentucky.
They're coming. They have four booths this year.
Wow.
Awesome.
So what all are they?
They make a lot of planters. Supplies like closing wheels, trash whippers, things like that for planters.
And what a perfect time, and it's time to get your planters fired up.
It is, I know. Now they're going to be here, and we've got, of course, several other vendors, you know, like Western Equipment and other local, you know, guys. There's going to be a lot of farm things this year. There really is.
Well, that you guys are having the pedal tractor
deal. I tell you what. If you've never been to the pedal tractor pull, that is something you've got to come to. It is awesome. We hire this guy that's what he does. He goes all around the country with these pedal tractors, and he's designed them where they look really, really cool. And these kids just love it. They come and get on this thing. It's just like the old tractor pull deal. The further you go, the heavier that sled gets, and then finally you just can't push no more. And these kids just love it.
Are you entered? Well, you're 11.
I have done it before.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. After it's all over with, some of the people on the board will get out there and compete against each other. Yeah.
I'm gonna make me a TikTok on this deal.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And what's great about the pedal tractor deal is Great Plains Kubota, mm-hmm. Rope for the Brothers, and Western are all sponsored.
Yes, they
and,
are.
And
they're
that's
sponsored.
Great.
Yeah, and they bring a toy tractor, and we give away and stuff. And
right.
plus, we give T-shirts to all the entries, you know. And right. it don't cost the kids anything to enter. It's yeah. all free deal.
What time is that, anyway?
I think it's, let
me see. It's 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. But that is an awesome deal to watch. It's a lot of fun.
Maybe you should put your hair up. And come out there and act like you're like 10 or 12 years old.
Hey, I'm short enough.
By the way, if you're watching on our website or Facebook, Miss Chill came in and she just got her hair done and she looks gorgeous. Her hair is beautiful.
Show
it off on Facebook.
There you go.
And what's crazy is this is the haircut for next month's prom.
It is. It takes me 3 hours to get my hair done.
Wow.
Leave me alone.
One other thing I would like to say, you know, we try to raise a little money on this on the farm show every year, and we also give scholarships every year to individuals in the community, you know, surrounding here that want to pursue a degree in agriculture.
Okay.
And this year, I'm not exactly sure. There's several that have applied, really have. And we're excited about that because, you know, we want to keep agriculture going in Western Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, it's our backbone,
yes,
you know.
It is.
And Oldfield's still here, but not like what it was.
I know.
And it didn't matter if the Oldfield was here or not. Almost every oil field worker out there was background in agriculture.
Exactly.
And, I mean, they go home, take care of the cows and stuff after getting off work, so it doesn't matter. It's just we got Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle. It's awesome.
It is.
It's a great deal. So, well, coming up this Saturday, April 1st, on Saturday you got the CEU deal that you was talking about.
Yes.
And then it opens at 9. Expo opens at 9. Mm-hmm. And then the FFA Ag Mechanic Show and Silent Auction is all day. Then we didn't touch on this, the antique tractor display.
Yeah, we never know exactly how many we're going to have there. So we usually have a few.
Right.
You know, so you never know.
Right.
It just depends on
You're
the weather.
You're not bringing your first tractor?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Do you still have it? Do you still have one of your dad's or grandpa's?
Oh, yeah, original? I've got a little Ford tractor. I do.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Clean her up. Bring her in, Jimbo.
Yeah, there you go.
And then also Saturday at 2 o'clock, last main event is the all-breed bull sale. And it always draws a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And got some wonderful people working the sale. And then Mr. MT himself, Monty Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be doing
it.
Auctioneer. And that's happening Saturday. And then coming up Sunday, it doesn't open till noon. So remember
right.
that. It opens at noon. 1 o'clock, the children's pedal tractor pool, ages 4 to 12. You still fit in, well, 11. Yeah, yeah. And then registration begins at 1 and 1:30. Boom. The motors fire up on the pedals. And then 1 o'clock also, the barbecue cook-off judging begins. So, man, that'd be something. If you guys got some, I know he's got some bad to the bone chili. and this Mr. Skinny on the sports over there.
Yeah.
Got something you want to do? You get a hold of, who's they call out there?
Just call Susie out there
Susie.
At the chamber.
She's the boss anyway.
Oh, she is.
So, anyway, 800-280-0207 is the number if you want to get involved in any of these things. And then at 3:30, the FFA Ag Mechanics and Barbecue Cook-Off Awards and Scholarship Presentations will happen. And then at 5 o'clock, the expo shuts down. So that's about 12 hours of good stuff going on out there this weekend.
Oh, yeah. And you know, there might be a few booths still left if somebody wants to come out and put in a booth. Mm-hmm. So just call Susie and ask her.
Yeah, so. And then I'll get Jimmy to come over to our booth. Me and him will sign autographs because that guy's becoming famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Jimmy and Jimmy autograph.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I just dealing with, like, all the Jimmies this week? Is that planned?
You could come by and we'll just do the Triple J.
Okay.
Triple J.
J-J-J.
Okay. Yeah, J-J-J. But anyway, well, anything else you want them to know, Jimbo?
I think that's about it. We're looking forward to it.
Well, according to Jimmy Smith, he's been there 39 years, and that's how old the show is, too.
Man.
And so he's been there. And anybody's got any questions, get a hold of any of the board members. Mainly, you probably ought to just get a hold of Susie and be done with it. Because that's who they're going to tell you to call.
For sure.
Unless it's got something to do with bull sale, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And
it's too late to put any entrants in because you got to get them tested and stuff. But you can it'll be pretty busy. So anyway. Mr. Smith, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yes,
I know you weren't doing nothing when Spencer called.
I need to come get a lunch anyway.
So, anyway, the Southwest Farm and Home and Expo coming up this weekend right here at Elk City at the Convention Center. I think it's going to be a good one.
I do, too.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll come back. We'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City is celebrating 35 years in business thanks to you, their loyal customers. Bobby and Trish invite you to help them celebrate all year long. Stop by every chance you get. They look forward to seeing you. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything and sell new mowers too. See all they have to offer at DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com. And be sure to check out their ad in each week's Penny News.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Doug Gray Auto Group in Elk City and Sayre would like to thank everyone for making us number one. For the best deals on a new or pre-owned Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler, nobody treats you better than Doug Gray. With convenient locations in Elk City and Sayre for sales, parts, and award-winning service, we make it easy. Thanks again, and visit us online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
Mosey on down to Hober Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Jimmy and Jill Comedy Hour.
Actually, Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Happy Cap Hour, but we'll call it that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I've got your Hobart Farm and Garden Lone Ranger forecast for you today. I picked Fort Cobb. It is 47 degrees in Fort Cobb. It feels like 41 degrees, though. Humidity is 49%, wind is out of the north at 12 miles an hour, and your sun is going to set at 7:51 p.m. Today you can expect a high of 56 degrees with winds out of the north getting up to 14 miles an hour. It's going to be sunny. Tonight there's going to be a low of 32 degrees. Winds are going to shift from the east to the south. It's just going to be slightly, so only like 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 64. It's going to be sunny. Winds out of the south at 15 miles an hour. Thursday, 10% slight chance of thunderstorms. It's going to be 67 degrees. Winds are going to be out of the south at 23 miles an hour. And Thursday night, winds are going to get up to 28 miles an hour. Friday, it's going to be 74, a little bit breezy. The wind is going to blow 29 miles an hour. So like I said earlier, hold on to your hats because it's going to be pretty windy the next few days.
Well, beef production is decreasing and the prices are higher. And Miss Jill has a report from one of my favorite guys, Dr. Daryl Peel.
That was professional. Good job. That was good. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
As has been anticipated for several months, beef production is decreasing in 2023. In the last 4 weeks, beef production has averaged 6.4% lower compared to the same period last year. Lower beef production is a result of decreases in both cattle slaughter and carcass weights. Steer slaughter is down 5.3% year over year in the last month, and steer carcass weights have averaged 903 pounds, down 16 pounds from 1 year ago. Heifer slaughter has finally begun to decrease and is down 1.6% in the past month, with heifer carcass weights at 830 pounds, down 20 pounds year over year. Cow slaughter is down 6.8% over a year in the last 4 weeks, including a 0.9% increase in dairy cow slaughter and a 13.6% year-over-year decrease in beef cow slaughter. Cow carcass weights have averaged 646 pounds last month, 11 pounds lower than the same period last year. Bull slaughter is down 14.6% from 1 year ago. Bull carcass weights have averaged 854 pounds in the last 4 weeks, down 26 pounds compared to 1 year ago. Beef production is expected to drop more sharply for the remainder of the year, adding even more supply pressure to support prices. Current estimates for 2023 have beef production decreasing in a range from 4.5 to 6% lower year over year. The decrease will depend in part on whether continued drought causes additional herd liquidation and temporarily moderates declining beef production and resulting in a smaller decrease. The ground beef market is responding to lower beef production as well. Decreasing cow slaughter is already pushing 90% lean trimmings prices higher, and decreased fed slaughter is pushing 50% lean trimmings prices higher as well. The latest cold storage report showed seasonally lower beef in cold storage, down 5.9% year over year, likely mostly reflecting the seasonal drawdown in beef trimmings. This contrasts with last year, when cold storage inventories remained high all year due to large cow slaughter. As the calendar turns to April, seasonal grilling demand typically adds additional support for some beef cuts and the ground beef market. Wholesale beef market values typical begin to reflect summer grilling demand in April in preparation for the Memorial Day kickoff to summer beef demand.
That's right. And you know how you can solve some of that problem? Buy local, get it processed local.
Yep.
There's plenty of people around here.
Yes.
Taylor Ranch, Tucker, Hickey.
Mm-hmm.
I can name, I just go blank when I Ty Ford,
yep.
Ford family. I do. Just buy local.
Yep.
Get that
get
big 12 inch long sirloin, bone in, ready for cookout on Memorial Day. Easy day.
Hey, there's nothing better than a good steak on a hot summer day.
Oh man.
So good.
Yeah. Cold iced tea.
Sweet. It's got to be sweet. Got to be sweet tea.
Yeah. Farmland values may peak this year, according to this report from Successful Farming. In 2022, farmland values reached new heights, and experts say the climb isn't over yet, but the end may be in sight. Farmers National Company released its biannual regional land value report in January. The company found 2022 brought record sales and overall increases in land values across the country. Moving into 2023, our anticipation is that values are going to remain strong because of where the ag economy is today, and the competition still remains out there bidding on this land. Jackson, I don't even know how to say this name. We'll just go Takahati. Chief economist at Farmer Mac adds the interest rates up to this point are not rising faster than values, which encourages investments. What do farmers want to invest in? The things they know and love, which is land. Okay? However, both agree the surge in land values won't last forever. They said as interest rates rise and inflation drives up the cost of inputs, pressure also rises on farmland values. My caution is that at some point we are going to find out where the tipping point is on interest rates and inflation. All we would need to see is a slowdown in the commodity market. In fact, they said that when land value appreciation slows or even reverses, it's always, almost always, because of negative change in the ag economy. However, he doesn't expect this until 2024. Farmers National Company also looked at who's making land purchases in 2022 and found out that 75% of the final sales went to farmers versus the land investors. So 25% went to land investors and 75% actually went to farmers. The farmland appeals to outside investors as a way to diversify a investment portfolio. Activity in the land market brought attention to the potential for investment into land. So that brought land investors in as a part of the buyer pool, and they are helping increase the number of buyers who are out there. He says by increasing demand, investors are supporting farmland values, but often it is a farmer who is willing to pay the premium price for the land. That's one of those deals where Bill Gates ain't buying that land next to me. I'll get it. I don't care how much money he got. That's the way that it goes. Investors have no emotional attachment to it like farmers and ranchers do. They're strictly looking at ROI, so they know they can pay X amount and they will bid up to that. Beyond that, it becomes emotional for maybe a local farmer who has been waiting to buy this piece of ground for years because he has to drive by it every day. Anyway, how about that?
Sounds good. That was a good show.
Good show. We're going to have a good one tomorrow. We got somebody here every day this week.
Coming up
Thursday, Jancy is ramrodding the whole show.
Oh.
She's bringing in her best friend, Chloe, from Cheyenne.
Yeah.
With their moms.
Oh.
Jancy's mom's going to be in. Chloe's
That's
going to
be fun.
Is it Chloe or Chloe?
Chloe?
Chloe.
Chloe.
Chloe's mom's going to be in with her. And then Friday, you're helping me with Mr. Jimmy Taylor.
I am.
So, anyways, we got a big show. Randy Holly will be in tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm up at Shattuck Way. So, lots of things going on this week.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
From Shamrock, Texas to Weatherford, Oklahoma, we are today's best country.
This is my country.
KECO, Elk City.
There were more guns. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The former student who killed six people at a private grade school in Nashville yesterday, including 3 9-year-olds, had been hiding weapons at home.
We've interviewed the parents of Audrey Hale, and we've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally. They were legally purchased.
Police Chief John Drake says the 28-year-old Hale was in treatment for an emotional disorder. The parents thought there was only one gun and that it had been sold. So when Hale left home with a red bag yesterday,
they asked her what was in the red bag, and I think she just dismissed it because it was a motherly thing. And I didn't look in the bag because at the time she didn't know that her daughter had any weapons and didn't think any differently.
3 guns were used in yesterday's attack on Covenant School, where Hale was shot and killed by responding officers. Drake says investigators are still reading through a manifesto that includes a map of the school and drawings of assaults. He says Hale also wrote about other locations, but it's not clear at this point whether any others were intended as targets. A federal judge is telling former Vice President Mike Pence he has to testify before a grand jury investigating former President Trump's efforts to overturn 2020 election results. This after Pence was among those subpoenaed by a special counsel. However, 2 sources also tell Fox News Pence will not have to answer questions about his actions on the day of the Capitol riot. Pence has argued he's protected from being forced to testify about January 6th because he was serving in his capacity as president of the Senate that day. He could appeal.